I want someone who matches me pretty much. Likes to travel.
Like, I like to travel. I like to shop. I like Chanel. I like Dior.
At this age, I want to travel. I'm going out the country in December.
Looking for someone who's driven, someone who likes to travel.
A man that is basically outgoing, that likes to travel.
Honestly, I prefer somebody who's been to therapy or at least been on some sort of healing journey. Good communicator, works out, and likes to travel.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Somebody that likes to travel.
I love to travel. He needs a passport.
Hell no!
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
I don't want to sound like real shallow or anything. He should be able to afford to take me on vacation.
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no. I think for the most part.
So when you go on vacation, he's paying for everything, the plane tickets, the hotels.
I mean, that would be lovely. That would be nice. Like, that would just be so freaking, you know, I'd be so grateful for that, you know?
Right.
For a man to just, like, take away all my worries and stress about a vacation or just to do something nice for me, like, that is, like, a grand gesture for me, which is, like, one of my love languages.
Coincidence. That's a coinky dink.
Is there a dollar amount to being able to travel around the world with you?
Well, right now, I mean, maybe somebody's a flight attendant. Maybe they have a certain amount of money.
Ultimately, you said because you're an opera singer, you travel to different countries. So you want a person that's capable of doing that.
Absolutely. Someone who is flexible.
I travel a lot too. I'm like a free spirit. So I'm like, I'm gonna go with Greece. Like,
I mean, I like the party, like a party.
You know, so it would be nice to have someone to say, sometimes I'm going to pay for it rather than me always paying for things. Like, it would be nice to be on that same like level with a person where they're able to afford those type things, just like I can.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
He can take me, for vacations every month, business class vacations and the best hotels, wherever I want.
He can match my energy. I do travel often. I would prefer to travel at least 3 to 4 times a month. I've been to Dubai, I've been to Thailand, Canada, I've been to Dominican Republic, Jamaica. I mean, a lot of places, Brazil.
1% of the world's pilots are Black women. Both of these pilots hope to inspire others to soar with them.
Okay, now let's get clarity. When you guys travel together, are you going Dutch or is the expectation he pays for the full trip for both of you?
My value will show the worth for sure. But I can pay for myself as well, but most definitely, if I'm going to go Dutch by myself, I might as well go with my girls.
Take your ass back to the rock you crawled up from under, Keisha. Goodbye.
Leaving Belize with 19 Instagrams, 11 phone numbers, 3 girl besties, 2 crushes, 1 situationship, a UTI, and a heart full of memories. Mom, don't go off with any strangers on your trip. Me, on a boat with strangers on my trip.
If you going with her, you paying for both.
Most definitely.
Have you had a dynamic where you met the man that has paid for you?
Oh, for sure.
What's up with him? Why you let that man go? Where he at?
I mean, it's the thing of the past. I'm on to a new life and a new journey, and I'm dating very seriously and intentionally.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
What kind of man are you looking for, Taylor?
I'm just looking for a travel partner. You know, all I do is travel, literally like every week, every month.
How? Hold on, bro. How? Talk to me, bro.
So I'm looking for a travel partner, somebody that's funny. I like to crack jokes.
You're goddamn right.
I just want him to be able to afford me. I don't want to say like, I am like bougie or high priced or anything, but I like nice things. So I want him to be able to afford nice things.
This is an actor. This is a barrel built weave wearing actor right now. That's what this is.
I really like traveling. I'm not into like all the designer this and that, because everything go in and out of style as quick as you can grab it. So like, I'm more of a traveler and a foodie. So like, I will spend whatever amount to go anywhere and whatever amount if the food is good.
Why does that not surprise me?
So
when you travel, is the expectation he's paying for himself or for you and himself?
For us both.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Okay. And how often do you want to travel?
With my job, it's kind of, I want to say about every 3 months or so.
Every 3 months. And how much do you typically spend when you travel?
$2,000 and up.
Okay. So, I mean, y'all would stay in the same room. So let's just say $3,000, because y'all can at least share the room, but then you can have flights and food. So every 3 months, so four times a year, you want to travel, and let's just round it to $3,500. So he needs to have an extra $3,500 four times a year for travel.
Yes.
Okay. So outside of everything else, have an extra $3,500 a year. No, $3,500 times 4. Let's do the math. We have a math class. And that's just for travel. You got to do dinner dates and all those things too, right?
Yes.
Do you want gifts too?
I don't want to overwhelm.
Okay, so travel alone, you got to have an extra $14,000 a year to travel.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Just, I want to make sure I hear you correctly. So money's not a requirement, but you wouldn't mind a guy that would want to have enough money to take you around the world and take you to the spa. So you would like a man that could afford to do those things.
Yes, but how much you make is none of my business.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid! Use your common sense.
Someone that can keep up with my travel schedule. I do travel a lot for both business, you know, work, and, you know, for, you know, pleasure or whatever, to have fun, because it leaves me with a lot of time on my hands.
I travel. Of course, I just said I have 3 kids. I take care of my own household. So, yeah, he got to be up to board.
I'm at the point in life that I can travel, and you got to be able to travel with me, because I'm not paying your way.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas fire out you, nigga.
So, this travel with passport or domestic?
Both.
Both. Okay. So, if he can't travel with you, you can't date him?
Oh, yeah, we can date. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I just have to go. That's all.
Okay.
I love to travel. I need you to have a passport. I need you to have global entries. No, you don't have to have global entries. You don't have to have TSA pre-check. You do have to have a passport, though, because...
You took it off the table, but she was about to say global entry. Y'all, you know, I got the most ballin' ass, traveling ass people that watch my show.
That is bullshit.
Global entry was about to be a requirement.
Yeah, I mean, so you don't have to have global entry, but just don't expect me to go to customs with you, because I have global entry.
You women are horrible.
Come here. Zoom in. Do you think you look good? And that's a serious question.
Please have a passport. Please love to travel. Please love to travel internationally. We can do domestic while we wait on your passport, for sure. But if you have kids, I hope they're older, because I can leave my 16 while I go out, my 16-year-old while I go out of the country. I can make arrangements for her.
What you want, a cookie?
I am looking for an educated man, a world traveler.
Want someone who is a traveler, because I love to travel. I love to go to new places, and he needs to have a passport so we can go wherever, and also have the ability to go when we want to go places. So not tied to a job that is restricting his ability to take time off.
Can't get it all, baby. God damn. That's the problem. Y'all want it all.
That's not all.
That is.
Think about it. Mm-mm.
What the fuck?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, my man, he has to have a passport. Like, he needs a passport. It's a requirement.
Okay. Need a passport.
If you don't have a passport, this ain't gonna work at all. I'm a traveler, so you need to have a passport.
He should have a passport.
Okay.
And he gotta have a passport. Because, you know, how about that life? I like them. You know, the traveling life, the traveling life.
I would love if you have a passport as well. Able to travel.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
I do travel a lot. I'm somebody who enjoys to travel. I don't care.
What kind of man are you looking for now, love?
Oh, my. I am looking for a well-traveled man.
You need to have a passport because I do travel a lot.
The second woman tonight that is making passport a requirement.
Yeah, or, you know, at least you have to be willing to be able to get one, you know, to, you know, willing to travel with me. If you don't have one, it's not really a deal breaker, but, you know, you have to be willing to get one.
I believe in going out and experiencing and traveling. Like, if you're just so locked into, like, where you are and your location, like, that is a big thing for me as well, too. Like, I want to travel. I'm going to every continent in the world. So that's a goal, and you have to have the same goal as mine as well.
Okay, so you have to have a passport.
Yes, absolutely. With stamps, because you need to have been somewhere to know how to actually look.
Okay, so the passport people, you're not the first to say this. Actually, mm-hmm. I said it because we need a passport to travel the countries, to other mm-hmm. countries. But can you help a person get a passport? You want them to already have their passport?
Yeah, we can work on it. Like, okay. If you want your first experience to be traveling with me, that's cool.
Hell no. Hey, fuck no.
Basically, if you don't know where Kenya is, that's a problem. If you don't know where the Philippines is, that's a problem, you know? Deal breakers. So you don't have a passport. That's a problem. That's a problem. Let's start there. Because the nature of my job is one where we'll move around a lot.
And I want to travel. I want to have someone with a passport. I have a passport. If you've never been out of the country, it's not a red flag to me, but it's just kind of like, what do you know? What have you experienced?
All about enjoying my life right now. I got my passport, and if you don't have yours, please don't reach out to me. I'm not interested.
So now everybody's a tough guy.
I want to make sure that you can go when I say let's go. I want to enjoy the time we have. I mean, I've jumped out of planes, zip line. I do all that. Parachuting. I want to enjoy my life. I've had enough time. I've been a mother, and I've been an amazing wife to someone who didn't deserve it, and now I want somebody who knows how to appreciate it and deserve it.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around. They're good to look at. They're good to work in brothels. They're good to, you know, try to take over a bar. They're good when they're handing you food as they're like they're a waitress or they're on a call center call or something like that. But anything other than that, we really don't want 85% of y'all around. Just leave. You know, like, it's sad to say, but it's the reality on it.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.